You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers by offering a plethora of training, education materials, and community. And in this episode, I want to discuss, this is a mistake. This is a mistake I see people make all the time when marketing their business online, and that's the improper usage of free resources. Okay, free, let me say this, free can be very powerful if leveraged correctly, and the opposite of is true for those who are confused. Okay, so we're going to dive into it in this episode, but before we get started, if you're new to the podcast, let me say personally, welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm glad you decided to spend the next 30 to 40 minutes with me and dedicate your attention. I promise it will be well worth it. Do me a favor, listen to this episode in its entirety. And at the end, you'll have another invitation to leave a 5-star rating and review. For those of you who are listeners to the podcast and have yet to subscribe, make sure that you're subscribed, I should say, and yet to leave a 5-star rating and review, because I want everybody to subscribe. If you haven't left a 5-star rating and review, make sure you do so. It helps us get the word out. It helps educate Apple. Apple needs some education, everybody, on which podcast they need to be recommending, so we can get this tutelage, this training, this insight in front of as many people as possible. The All Systems Go podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. We are there. Thank you in advance, everyone, for your 5-star ratings and reviews. It is greatly appreciated. All right. With that out the way, everybody loves free. I don't care who you are. You love free. And some people love cheap more than free. Believe it or not, there are some people that enjoy getting something for such a low cost more than getting it for free. Right? It's a really strange dynamic, and I've fallen into it as well. Don't get me wrong. I am everybody. But while it's true, here's the thing. While it's true you get what you pay for, there are times you can pay for nothing and get a whole lot of something. That is true. Okay, so here's the other side of the coin, right? You get what you pay for, but there are times where you can pay for nothing and get a whole lot of something. And I remember my first time experiencing the power of free. Okay, I'm just going to be honest here. I was an engineer trying to find a way out of the corporate world. Okay, it posed to be an imposter. It wasn't what everybody said it was, and the future wasn't as bright as everybody said that it would be. So I did what anybody would do in desperation. I searched the internet. Okay, I searched the internet for a solution to get me out of my situation. And I came across Brendan Burchard's, I forget, maybe it was Total Product Blueprint at the time. It was a 3-to-5-part video training series that I was like, okay, I'll try it out. I like what he's talking about. And each video was 45 minutes. Now, mind you, this is almost 10 years ago. So to launch a 45-minute video was unheard of. And being new to internet marketing, I thought he was crazy, giving away such value. And I had no clue that there was a product launch looming. No clue. Okay. You talk about blindsided. So I consumed the content as if I was the one in the know and he wasn't. Like I was capitalizing on his mistake of not realizing you shouldn't be giving all of this goodness away for free. It's like, well, look, if he doesn't know what he's doing, it's great content. I'll just keep consuming. only to realize it was all part of the plan. Silly me, right? And yes, I eventually paid thousands of dollars for his course because of the extreme value that he gave away for free. I just remember thinking to myself, how can you give away all of this information for free? And then the logic was, well, if this is free, what's paid? Right? Like, oh my gosh, if this is free, if this is any indicator of what I would receive as a paying customer, I'm all in. And that's the power of free, right? What made it work so well? Was I that gullible and desperate? Did he know some secret that was exclusive to only a certain demographic? Right? Like when I look back on it, those are the questions that come up. And what I've learned as I've grown in marketing is that he exemplified what I would later coin as the sliced bread approach. And that is, any free offer you create must be derived from your main, or I should say paid, product. Okay, this is beginning with the end of mind approach. What it does is it saves you from creating free offers that don't convert into customers because it doesn't align with your product. Okay, so the sliced bread approach treats the entire loaf. We're talking about a loaf of bread. This is where the bread comes in, as your product, and a single slice of the loaf as the free offer. The crumbs are often referred to as the follow-up sequence because you can't take a slice out of the loaf without leaving crumbs to lead back to the loaf, right? And the theory is, if they like the free slice, they'll love the paid loaf. Okay, and understanding this theory also highlights the fundamental flaw in creating free resources is that too many people start with free. Your idea, like when you're ideating, you're thinking of what can I give away for free to get information, right? When you really should be thinking about, what product am I going to offer and to whom? Those are way more important questions than what can I make for free and put on a landing page and start getting leads. And I know where it comes from. Don't get me wrong. I'm very familiar with where this approach comes from. You know, list building this, build your list that, and look at the size of my list. The profit is in the list. And, you know, I get it. And it is true. Don't get me wrong. However, there's steps. There's an order to this. So when you jump right into list building and all you're focused on is building a list and trying to give away something for free, what you do is, with the undefined product, you risk that it's unaligned. Your marketing is unaligned. I can't tell you. The sliced bread approach was created at Lead Pages, and it was created because I kept getting questions from people who just couldn't figure out what to give away for free or why their free offer wasn't working. And essentially, I was like, look, you're selling a muffin. You're giving away a muffin trying to sell a pizza. And guess what? They may love the muffin. Right. The muffin may be great. And what they want is more of the muffin. But then you switch it up and sell them a pizza. And even if your pizza is great, that's not what they expected from what you gave them for free. Right. So that's how free works. And again, you don't start with free. You start with your product. And when I say you start with your product, I've mentioned this in a previous podcast, but you don't have to have the product created. You just have to have the product defined. You have to know where you're taking somebody. So when you take this approach and you create something free with no destination, no real plan or path to take someone anywhere, here's what it looks like: an email list of consumers and no buyers, a free community of engagers, right? You got thousands of people in your free Facebook group or wherever your community exists. And you've got single digit buyers. Okay. Thousands of members, though. Oh, man. Every time I post something, people go crazy. Hey, how many people give you money like crazy? Well, last year it was about 4. So this year we're trying to double that, right? You get a whole bunch of likes, shares, and followers and no buyers. And even worse, let me tell you this. Erroneously leveraging free will infect your pricing. It will either lower it and a lot of times eliminate it. Right? Something not selling? Oh, I'll just lower the price. Still not selling? Oh, I'll just give it away for free. Taking your lack of sales strategy or strong product or just focus on getting better at selling as the issue. You don't look at that as the issue. You just go to the price. And because you're looking for a quick fix, people think if I lower the price, more people will buy. People buy value. That's what they buy. That's what they pay for. Value. I have sold things as low as $20. And when I say things, I'm talking info products, as low as $20 and as high as $10,000. And guess what? To define what I was going to sell at $20 took the same level of effort to define what I was going to sell at $10,000. The selling the process of defining the product and getting clear was practically the same. The marketing up to each was different. The process of asking for the sale, very much similar. Right? And there is no shortcuts. So when you don't know how to sell, you don't know how to develop a great product, and you don't know how to focus, you default to free. Oh, I'll give it away free. And what it does is it lets you off the hook. You're like, okay, as long as it's free, I don't have the pressure of making money and selling it. And I'll just tell people like, oh, I decided to do that for free. No, you didn't. You didn't decide to. You chickened out. That's really what you did. Okay. Because here's the first point of free. And I don't have these points like bullet pointed. They're just going to come up as they come up. So make sure you note them. Okay. Free requires strategy. Okay, this means that you must be strategic in what you offer and how it aligns with the end action you want someone to take to become a customer. Slice bread. Begin with the end and be strategic to get there. The only way to do this is to start with your product offer. That's your destination. You cannot leverage free without a strategy and a strategy to take them somewhere. That's the only way it works. Okay, because when you have a clearly defined product, free not only becomes easy, it inherently becomes more effective. Okay, now, don't get me wrong, it may require some creativity to think about the best medium of consumption and, you know, for your audience. And when you do, it practically works instantly. You have to know the best mode to deliver the free offer, right? And this is critical for your understanding, because the next point is free is often the entry to automation. It's the gateway, right? A lot of people get introduced with the idea or the reality that they need to automate their business when they think of a lead magnet, or they're introduced to a lead magnet or list building. So it's often the entry to automation. That's what makes it so important. The first thing you'll probably automate is a lead magnet offer on a landing page. And there are a variety of offers. You know, your offer is going to either be like product based or time based. You're either going to give away something or you're going to give away your time. It's just that simple. And that's something, there's a variety, right? Software, demo, ebook, PDF download, quiz, free course, right? Your time, consultation. Right. Free visit on us. Your first lesson on us. Right. So that's what I said. What I mean when I say lead magnet. OK. And what this means is that free introduces you to the power of automation. OK. Hopefully only after you've gotten clear on what you offer. Right. But free is a gateway. This is why I have to dedicate an entire episode to it, because if you leverage free incorrectly, you're going to start blaming automation. You're going to start pointing your finger at the automation. Talking about, oh, that doesn't work. This and that. No, you don't work. The automation is going to work. It's, remember, your output is relative to your input. when we're building automated systems. So you don't like your output, check your input. Right? And as I mentioned with my earlier example with Brendan, and what I've been able to accomplish time and time again with numerous companies is the true power of a free offer aligned with a great product. You can't beat that combo. But it starts with a great product. Your focus should be on the product. In fact, the lead magnet is just to test interest, gauge interest for that product. That's really the function of it. If you have a product, you derive a free offer from the product, put it out in front of people and nobody bites. You just saved yourself from creating a product that nobody wants. Okay. And the truth is you won't start out with either a strong lead magnet or a great product. You're not going to start out with either. But focused, measured marketing will get you there. And I mentioned interest. That's really when we think about free offers, there's really two things that your free offer does for you. Two things. One is it identifies interest. It identifies interest. Now, here's what I mean. If you're just getting started out and you've got three product ideas, take the time and map out those product ideas. And by map, I mean clearly define. I like to use a document called an offer sheet where I get in there and I define the pricing, the benefits, the pain points, my avatar. Like I get in there, right? And once it's defined, what I like to do next is just go shop it around. I like to go tell people about the product like it already exists. It's only on paper. And sometimes it's just in my head. Honestly, I don't even have to have it on paper for me to shop it around. Casual conversation, I'll bring it up. They'll be like, oh, yeah, we love that. And I'm like, oh, shoot. What did I say? Let me go create it. Right. So when you have, you know, let's say you've got multiple products that you're thinking about or you're thinking about going into another industry, define that product. And how easy is it now to extract, derive from that product something free? Put that free thing on a lead magnet, on a landing page. You need some copy, right? And send traffic to it. You could send your existing customer base to it and see how they respond. By doing that, what you're doing is you're identifying, engaging the interest. Who's interested in what? Didn't cost you much to create that free offer. And if nobody likes it, throw it away. No harm, no foul, right? But that's what a free offer does, is it identifies interest. And then the second thing it does is it expands that interest through consumption. So if I'm interested in what you have to offer, I'll download your lead magnet. And then if I consume it, I should become even more interested. So identification and expansion of interest is what your free offer should do. And you have to keep in mind the people who don't consume. Right. I would like to tell you, everybody that says they want it and they downloaded it and they put in their information that they're going to consume it. They won't. They won't. So this goes back to making sure that it's in a form that's easily consumable for your audience, because sometimes you have the right free offer in the wrong form. Right. So this is why I told you focus, measured marketing, because you're going to need to measure these things to know what's working, why it's working, how it's working. Okay, so you don't quit prematurely, right? But if they don't consume, what are you going to do? How are you going to follow up with them? These are just questions to think about, okay? Because the reality is this, you're not giving something away because everybody else is, or because Canva allows you to do it so easily. You have to stay away from the performer, from performing in your business before planning in your business. And this is all built into free. What free does is there is, when you put a price tag on something, it doesn't matter if it's $10 or $10,000. When you put a price tag on it, it immediately makes you focus on selling it. Like you say, okay, this is going to be $10. The next question is who? So just by putting a price on it, you've got to think about who you're going to sell it to. And now when you think about who you're going to sell it to, you need to really get clear on their pain points, their desires. You got to do a whole avatar exercise. Right. And then once you get clear on that, you know, here's the thing. Many people who come to me and like, Chris, I don't know what to offer for free. The minute, what do I do? I don't want to give away everything. How do I know where to stop? Right. And whenever somebody says that, it's just a key indicator that you're not clear on your product offering. Because once your product is clearly defined, you know, everything is a derivative of it. Okay. Everything is a subset of that thing. So if you're confused at what to give away and what not, you don't know what your product is, because ideally you're saying, I don't want to give away my whole product accidentally. How could you do that? How could you accidentally give away your whole product if you've clearly defined it and strategically extracted small pieces from it to give away for free? How could you do that? It's not possible unless you're intentionally being foolish. So identifying interest and expanding interest based on your product description and definition. Okay. And you're giving something away for free to strategically identify interest and expand them. Okay. Oh, you're interested in this. Consume it now. You're even more interested in it. Okay. Because the next thing free requires is pricing. That's what I mean. The second you put your price on something, it forces you to put that sales hat on. And a lot of people want to shy away from it. They just want to keep creating free. It feels good. Ooh, look at this. It looks so good. Did you see that new feature that you could do with Canva? Ooh, I'm going to give away a free course. I just bought this plugin from AppSumo. I'm going to do a free course. Ooh, check out this quiz. Look how cute it is. Right? Oh, man, look, I can put pictures and videos. Look at this. It's so interactive. All of this free stuff. Right? But what about your paid product? Free is a relative term. This is how I like to look at it. Free is a relative term to your paid product. If you don't have a product, and remember, we're talking about at minimum clearly defined, but you're giving away stuff for free. Okay. You don't have a product or even an idea of one. Okay. But you're giving stuff away for free. You don't have a business. You have a charity, a foundation, a noble cause. But that's not a business. Let's be honest. Okay. Business starts with the problem and a product that solves it. Point blank. People pay for solutions that immediately alleviate their pain. That's all business is. So if you're just giving away stuff for free and you don't have any means of ever getting any money at any time, you're selling yourself short as well as the marketplace. People expect to pay for transformation. It's just what it is. And if you won't do it, they'll find someone else who will. Right? Nothing worse than your marketing opening up a need and expanding someone else's interest and then them satisfying that somewhere else. Right? Okay. But this is how we're leveraging free in marketing. You should always have something for free. Always. Even if it's just even if it's a simple contact form. Now, I don't agree with that. But if it's a simple contact form where you ask for their phone number and you give them a call, essentially you're saying, I'm going to give you my time for free in the form of a phone call. But there's not a business on planet Earth that can't benefit from giving something away for free. Right? Amazon, all these products, there's no free products on Amazon. But they give you free shipping, right? For certain products, and if you're if you got a certain membership type, right? So again, free may require some creativity, right? Coupon, free shipping, or free item, but you pay for shipping. You've seen that before, right? First session free on us. As long as, because free becomes valuable when it's relative to what it's going to cost them. Even if they don't know, even if they don't know, they know you have something for sale and you're giving something away for free. I don't know what it costs, but let me get this free. That's what I mean by free requires pricing. It's a relative term. Okay. So we're in the bonus here. I know we're talking about free in your marketing, but I feel like as I'm recording this, I feel like there's a couple additional areas that I can't afford not to mention, because the false usage of free hurts entrepreneurs in these two areas too. First is tools and software. Now is the time. If I haven't told you, I'm telling you now, stop relying on free tools to build your business. You know, I will give myself credit. I never was afraid to pay for tools. Now, I didn't always pay for the most expensive tools. I was still responsible in my sending, but when I first got started, I remember I bought StudioPress. I bought their lifetime deal, $300, and they gave you access to all of their themes. I paid for Aweber and GetResponse for my email marketing, and then I bought JotForm. This was my early stack, everybody. This is before anything, and they were all paid products. And the good thing about it is, first off, it trained you to pay for software, and I've gotten better and better at assessing and selecting software. But they also just perform better. All the features I needed, I had because I was paying for them. And since I was clear on what I needed, well, clear as could be, I was still defining on the way. But when sometimes I see people trying to not pay for a tool that's $20 a month. Are you serious? Even $50 a month. What is your issue? How do you anticipate being in business? I always look at it twofold. One is I can't ask to receive what I'm not willing to pay. So if I'm selling software and won't pay $50 for software, but my software costs $100, there's something fundamentally wrong there. If I'm selling clothes and they're $100, it's boutique, right? $100, $150 for a shirt, but I won't pay $30 for a shirt. What is going on there? Before I created a program, I invested more than what I was going to charge for my program. I mean, I've invested tens of thousands of dollars in other people's programs just as a sewing effort. If I'm not going to pay thousands, I won't know what I want that experience. I pay $15,000 for this program. This is what they did. Okay, got it. But I'm sowing a seed. So if I choose to charge $15,000 or $20,000, I can do that. Right? Just fundamentally, I feel something's wrong when you ask for someone to pay you money you're not willing to pay out. Okay. So that's the first thing with tools. The second is I like to look at tools relative to hiring people, and the cost is always cheaper. Right? What does it cost for you to pay somebody to do that for you? For instance, you may be using Zapier. Maybe you're on the $49 a month version and you're like, oh my gosh, $600 a year. That's so much. Would it be cheaper to hire a developer to build out all those integrations? At minimum, it's going to cost you around $500 to $1,000 for one integration, because you're not going to have it clearly defined. There's going to be some back and forth with the developer. And then you even run the risk that it doesn't work. What about the maintenance? Right? So then hold on, $600 for a developer, $600 a year for a developer to integrate any of my tools. Well, who's your developer? Their name is Zapier. Oh, okay. What's their last name? Zapier Tool. Right? Like, treat it like a person. I'm serious. This perspective shift is what's going to help you, because free is hurting you if you're doing it wrong. Okay, the last thing, that the second one I'll say, is people. All right, stop trying to get free labor for everything. Okay, stop trying to go to Fiverr. Stop trying to, and by people, you're included, because free is often you doing it. Stop it. Why for you? Why for do you have to try to do everything? in your business. We talked about this with consideration creep. Some of us, to eliminate it, just need to stop doing it. This was the previous podcast, right? But pay people. This is where you get what you pay for, with an asterisk. And I'll tell you what this asterisk is in a minute. But have in mind early that you're going to need to pay people to get where you need to go. No matter how automated you want to be, you're going to need people. However, you can get great labor for lower costs. If what you have to do is you need to have clearly defined what you need done, your outcomes and expectations. Okay. In our community, we had a post on branding. Hey, how do you get your graphics design? And all of these people chimed in. And the consistent thing with it is, regardless if you're using Photoshop, Canva, wherever, everybody was saying when they post, they make it very clear their brand colors, what they want it to look like. Some people were recording Loom videos so that when they go to the marketplace, the person knows exactly what they want. That is how you're going to get great labor for the lowest price possible. But it requires that upfront clarity and planning, right? Because the most expensive approach is to just tell somebody broadly what you want to have done, then leave. Say, okay, they got it. And fingers crossed and hoping that they did all the mental work that you decided not to do. And guess what? If they do that mental work, you're still going to pay for it. So you're going to pay for it both in quality of output and time required for them to figure out exactly what you wanted. So the choice is yours. The thing that we'll see is, and lastly, the last point on free is to leverage free across your entire business. Free requires you to know what you're doing. You simply cannot have any idea of what you're doing and then expect to throw free on it and it fix it. Free doesn't fix anything. There is nothing that free fixes. Okay. Free requires that you know what you're doing. So before you jump in it, say, hey, look, I can offer this for free. And ooh, I'll buy this landing page software for $20 and I'll put it on there and I use this template. Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down, Sparky. Let's rewind. What is your product? Let's clearly define that. Who is it for? Let's clearly define that so that you know what to derive from your product and who to give it to. Now let's go to the market and test the interest. If the interest is there, that's your key indicator. Let's go build this product. Okay. Having a clear strategy and objectives, those are your safety nets. That is your safety net, I should say, for using free properly in your marketing and across your business. All right. So I hope this was illuminating, because I'm a dude. You know, usually I say who needs to hear this? Well, listen, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you who needs to hear this. One is the person who's got all of these daggone lead magnets. If you know somebody that's got like five or more lead magnets, I want to say three, but that could be a little aggressive and people may start feeling guilty. But even for me, honestly, whenever I create a new lead magnet, which, by the way, I'm in the process of doing, I take the previous one off. It's like the landing page and all of that is still up because I have marketing attached to it in the past, whether it's podcasts or anything else, but it's not featured on my website. I am extremely focused because I understand. I don't want to confuse the market and I don't want you to get caught up just consuming free stuff from me. No, I have something to offer, right? I've got something to offer. So the person with the multiple lead magnets, send this to them. The person that just won't stop creating free stuff, send this to them. The person who has that big old Facebook group and little old customers, send this to them. Okay, if you're a marketer, this is your opportunity. When you've identified that person, this is your opportunity to be more strategic. That's the biggest value for them. People who suffer from the disease of free, they need strategy. Strategy is their solution, their vaccine. Okay, give them a sound strategy. That's how you That's how you help them. Okay. So this is the time for my new listeners. I told you I was going to give you an invitation. Now is the time to make sure that you're subscribed and you leave a 5-star rating and review. Okay. If you found this episode helpful in any way, it would be greatly appreciated if you do such. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training marketing professionals to become automation service providers. These are people who understand how to be strategic with both marketing and technology to create automated systems and deploy them for your business. All right. What I would say is, when you're listening to these podcasts, it just resonates. It hits a different way for you. It's like, man, I'm really feeling this. You feel empowered, right? There's a little bit of shame every now and then, like, I did that. But it's okay. Okay? If that's you, you love this stuff. You want to be immersed in it, talking about it daily, learning about it. I'd like to invite you to join the Automation Bridge private community. And this is a network of automation specialists. We're openly sharing tools, strategy, automation building tips and challenges, calls. I have office hours calls that you'll be able to attend. So, yes, you can come on live, ask me a question, and I'll answer it for you. If you're just looking to speed up your learning curve and rub shoulders with other people that will make you better quicker, this is the community for you. Is actually the only place that I am daily engaging on a deep level. Seriously. I mean, we're discussing the podcast. There's a private podcast in there that is not published anywhere else. Right. And if you have any questions, right, on just trying to figure it out, you have a new client with new tools, you're a little overwhelmed, come to the community. Okay. It's challenging. It's learning and it's fun. Right. So if you like to join, I'd love to have you visit automationbridge.com/join. All of the show notes for this podcast and all of the previous podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. One last announcement. We are taking guests for the All Systems Go podcast. Make sure you go to automationbridge.com/podcast to register. Shouldn't say register, to get in line to be a guest on the All Systems Go podcast for 2021. We are taking submissions now. Okay. So until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.